Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, February 21st. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll start with college basketball, and the Green Bay Phoenix men's basketball team clinched their first Horizon League regular season title since 1996 by defeating Valparaiso at the Rest Center Thursday night, 67-53. Alec Brown, celebrating senior night with his final regular season home game, had 14 points, 5 rebounds, and 8 blocked shots. Winning the title, was it as good as you imagined?
Honestly, I didn't know how I'd feel. Now that we're here, I don't even know how to put it in words. It's a good feeling, you know, for all the hard work we put in, you know, over the past 4 years even. You know, the season's not over yet, but that's one milestone this year that we were looking for that we succeeded in.
Kiefer Sykes led the conference champs with 19 points.
Yeah, it feels real good. Like I said, against Valpo with everything that we had been through, I feel, you know, for Coach and for Alec and Vince, I know they feel much better than I do because, I have to try to do it again. But to go out your senior year, with one step, one goal that we had to exit off their, you know, their bucket list, it has to be a great feeling for them.
Phoenix have 2 regular season games left. They're both on the road, 12-2 in conference play, 22-5 overall. Better yet, they'll be the number one seed when they return to the Rest Center in March to host the Horizon League Men's Basketball Championships. Head coach Brian Wardle needs just 2 more wins at home to think about dancing.
But as we know, nothing's guaranteed, and that doesn't mean we're winning. We got to just keep competing, defending, and rebounding. Bottom line, take care of the ball on offense and then defend and rebound on the other end, and we'll be all right.
Also in the Horizon League Thursday night, Youngstown State defeated Milwaukee 88-83. Division III action, Lakeland over Madison Edgewood 73-66. James Akishquam with 20 as the Muskies get to 18-7, 14-6, wrapping up the number 3 seed in the NAC Conference Tournament. They will host Concordia, Wisconsin Saturday night at 7. Among the major college programs, North Carolina came from 11 down in the second half to beat number 6 Duke in Chapel Hill 74-66. Leslie McDonald had 21 points, and that included the go-ahead hoop in the second half.
I was open, it felt good, and I said I was going to shoot the shot, and you know, gave us the lead. But my biggest thing is we played together, you know, and it was fun. You know, out there, I'm pretty sure y'all seen it too, but you could see that, you know, we had fun out there.
They enjoyed it. 14th-ranked Michigan State beat Purdue 94-79. Number 21, Connecticut over Temple 68-55. 22nd-ranked Gonzaga upset by BYU 73-65. Number 24, Memphis beating Rutgers 64-59. Wisconsin Badgers get back to the floor on Saturday as they travel to Iowa City. Head coach Bo Ryan on the Hawkeyes.
They're long and bouncy. We use those expressions a lot simply because they're true. You know, if your wingspan is longer than your height, then you're considered long. And if your vertical's pretty good, then you're bouncy. So they've got a lot of guys that fit into that category. And they are aggressive to the glass. They're very deep. All the things we talked about for the first game.
Badgers won that first game at the Kohl Center, but barely, 75-71. In the NBA, the Denver Nuggets at the Bradley Center beat the Milwaukee Bucks 101-90. They led wire to wire. Kenneth Faried leading the way with 26 points. Caron Butler at 17 for the Bucks. Ersan Ilyasova, 14 points, 11 rebounds. Bucks fail to win back-to-back games again. They haven't done it all season long. They've dropped 5 out of 6, and head coach Larry Drew says it was a choppy night.
We just seemed like we never got into a rhythm. I just thought every time we seemed to try to put together a little bit of a push, we just never seemed to sustain a rhythm.
Bucks will be hosting Indiana on Saturday night. They also beat the NBA trading deadline by making a move, sending backup guards Gary Neal and Luke Ridenour to the Charlotte Bobcats for Ramon Sessions, who will have a second session with the Bucks. He was their second-round pick in 2007, played a couple of years with Milwaukee. Forward Jeff Adrian also coming to the Bucks as part of the deal. The Miami Heat in Oklahoma City beat the Thunder 103-81. LeBron James, 33. Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh each with 24. Kevin Durant at 28 for the Thunder. Russell Westbrook returned for his first game since Christmas, coming off a knee injury and scored 16 points. Golden State over Houston, 102-99 in overtime. Steph Curry, a layup to tie it in regulation, scored 7 of his game-high 25 in overtime to win it.
I understand that this is an important time for us to win every game we can to keep pace. So this is a huge win for us. Obviously, we have to put it in the tank and get ready for Saturday and try to keep this momentum and recover well.
The Great American Race is now set. Field completed with the running of the Budweiser duels on Thursday night at Daytona. Matt Kenseth and Denny Hamlin winning those dual races, so they'll start up front, but it will be Austin Dillon on the pole for Sunday's Daytona 500. In Major League Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers position players have arrived in Maryvale, and they'll join the pitchers and catchers for the first full squad workout this weekend. And that means Ryan Braun also returned to the Brewers spring training camp.
It's great. It's exciting. You know, obviously I've had a lot of downtime with my extended offseason, so I'm certainly excited to be back, excited to be in Arizona, excited to meet my new teammates, looking forward to the challenge of learning a new position, and just excited to be back to playing baseball.
Braun's going to move to right field this season for the Brewers, and he also realizes after his suspension for performance-enhancing drugs, the spotlight's going to stay warm for a while.
You know, I think I always put a lot of pressure on myself. My expectation is always to be one of the best players in baseball, and I think over the first 7 or 8 years of my career, I've been able to do that. I dealt with a similar situation in 2012 and had my best year, so that's certainly my goal and intention this year in coming back and focusing on the season.
The NFL Scouting Combine underway in Indianapolis. Over 300 college prospects will run, they'll jump, they'll lift, they'll get poked and prodded and interviewed as they get ready for the NFL draft in May. General manager of the world champion Seattle Seahawks, a Green Bay area native, John Schneider, on how he views the Combine.
You know, more than the performance, I think it's the way they handle themselves as pros and in the interviews and how the medicals turn out and the psychological testing. Obviously, what they do out here on the field is important, but you know the other stuff is just as important, or maybe even a little bit more important.
Packers general manager Ted Thompson and head coach Mike McCarthy will meet with the media at the combine on Friday. Finally, the Olympic Games, and heartbreak for the U.S. women's hockey team. Had a 2-0 lead late in the third period, but gave up a goal in the final minute to force it into overtime. And in a 4-on-3 power play, Marie-Philippe Poulin tied the game and then won it with the gold medal-winning goal. And fourth straight gold medal for Canada in women's hockey. The U.S. settling for the silver. U.S. men taking on Canada in the semifinals of the men's hockey tournament. Figure skating in uproar over the final tally. South Korea's Yuna Kim looked very strong in her bid to defend her gold medal, but Russia's Adelina Sotnikova came up with more points and grabbed the gold medal. Gracie Gold of the U.S. finishing in fourth. Maddie Bowman taking gold in the women's skiing halfpipe. The U.S. with 25 medals leading the count heading into the final weekend of the Sochi Games. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.